Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion I chose to create.
Little Chicago, bring us back. One of their classics, 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, also a classic. That's what I prefer. That's not what my children call me, but that's what I prefer, the term I prefer, classic. I'm not old, I'm classic. And that's the story I'm sticking to. What are you laughing about, Doug Barry? Doug's laughing at me over here. Don't wait. Just wait, Doug. Your child, your daughter will grow up one of these days, and you'll get some of that too. Welcome back, folks. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend, the sarcastic one, Doug Barry, the director of marketing and communications at the U.S. Commercial Services, which is a group of the Department of Commerce. Doug, tell us about your organization.
Sure, Jim, but before I do that, let's play a little round of wait, don't tell me. Now, here's the question of the day. What is the capital of Malaysia?
Jakarta?
Close.
No, I know. Kuala Lumpur.
Yes. That's absolutely right. Realize that not many people would be able to answer the question.
Well, you had Jakarta. Really you had Jakarta in my head, Wallach, from the last segment.
That's right. I planned Jakarta.
You had me programmed there. Yeah. Okay.
You're great.
Yeah.
Well, and of course the purpose of this is to, you know, we've gone from Kuala Lumpur to Chicago, and now we're in Kuala Lumpur, and Asia is, you know, real important for us to know about for obvious reasons. They, of course, hold a lot of our debt. China does, and it's growing very rapidly. And I did mention Indonesia. Not many Americans know a lot about that country, but it's worth knowing about. And I heard a talk by the U.S. ambassador to the Indonesian ambassador to the United States the other day in Los Angeles. He went to high school here, so he's obviously knows a lot about us, and we don't know too much about him and them. But he made a point to say, "Look, we're the largest Muslim religion-dominated country in the world.
Oh yeah,
we're stable, and we're a democracy." And we want to be partners with the United States. We want to be.
Do we have a trade agreement with them?
We do not.
That's
not
what
yet.
I thought. That's what I
but
thought.
But there are negotiations.
Is there one going? Is there one? Are we working on one?
With the entire region, their efforts are going, because a lot of them have now. That is, the Indonesians have agreements with other countries in Asia. They're making agreements left and right, and the amount of trade among those countries is increasing rapidly. As is their population.
Are we getting behind in terms of trade agreements with our global competitors? Is the United States behind in that area?
I think we are. I think we are falling behind. And, you know, it's a complex issue. One of the reasons is the WTO talks have not gone very far. We've been negotiating now for years, and
there's also a lot of politics involved too.
A lot of politics,
and that's very annoying. This is where politics, the union issue, the environmental politics, and all that is getting involved, and it's hurting the growth opportunity. And then people wonder why the economy isn't growing anymore. We've got trade agreements. Pardon me, Doug. I just have to say this: we have trade agreements that have been sitting on the desk, lying fallow, that are done, just a matter of being ratified by Congress. We have those sitting on the desk, waiting to be signed, that could have already been done years ago, and they're just sitting there.
Yes, I know.
This is me, folks. This is just me talking. It's not Doug.
Yes.
And they're sitting there, and it's about politics. Anyway, come back to Indonesia and Asia. I got off.
It's huge growth there, huge opportunity, and our policy towards those parts of the world have, you know, since the Second World War, been pretty much directed at security. Mm-hmm. And all that's well and good, but the Indonesians themselves are saying it's time to reassess the relationship. We're much more now than the bulwark against communism.
Right.
Because we actually now are trading very vigorously with the Chinese, and the Chinese are all over these
right.
islands, and they're wielding soft power, meaning mm-hmm. Trade opportunities and investment. And, you know, we want very much to have access to U.S. technology and the U.S., you know, way of doing things, but you've got to come out here in order to have us as
and they don't, I bet they don't have, they don't encumber their companies like the United States does.
I don't know. I think there's still a lot of there's still a fair amount of corruption.
Yeah.
There, it's the government is not at all transparent.
And that's something that a lot of U.S. companies are concerned about, isn't it?
It is, but the good thing is that we're working with those governments to make them more transparent and cleaner. We have a big operation on the ground there in Jakarta at the embassy. They're there to help U.S. companies find buyers, deal with the intricacies of the government there. And of course, you've got the Singaporeans across the straits there who are more than happy to take our products in to start with until we've established the relationships ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, Doug, your organization, the U.S. Commercial Service, which is export.gov, that's your website. One of the things you guys do is you help U.S. companies bridge the gap, the language, the cultural, the business gap between prospects and companies in the countries like Malaysia and the United States, don't you?
That's correct. And, you know, you call me maybe today or next week or next month for a rate quote on the duties and taxes mm-hmm. to someplace in Asia. And I will wind up, as I did with the caller about Indonesia or about Singapore, trying to connect the caller to an even larger set of opportunities.
Right.
And that's what you'll get when you call.
And besides Washington, where Doug is, there are over 100 commercial service offices around the United States. So, folks, check it out. You can find where they are, by the way, one near you at export.gov. Check it out. Quick break, 10 till. Right back with Doug Barry. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.